Good morning. I am the project coordinator for the medical monitoring project in New York State, and today I'm going to be talking about sustained viral suppression among an in-care population of persons living with diagnosed HIV infection in New York State, 2009 to 2014, which is a really long title for a six-minute presentation. So just a little bit of background about viral suppression and why I wanted to look at it. So it's really the key goal to HIV treatment. To achieve viral suppression in patients, which is defined as having less than 200 copies per milliliter of virus in the blood, usually on a viral load. And the purpose is, of course, to keep patients healthy and also to eliminate transmission of HIV. It's a major component to the National HIV-AIDS Strategy and is a major part of any linkage to care or retention in care projects that go on in public health for people with HIV. So what I want to look at is being in care enough for someone with HIV? Are people with diagnosed HIV infection who are in care consistently virally suppressed? And when I say consistently virally suppressed, for the purpose of this analysis, I'm talking about within the year that we know that they were in care, they had every viral load they had was under the suppression threshold. And are there differences between the groups that were consistently virally suppressed and those that were not? So what's MMP and how does it help us look at this? So MMP is the HIV Medical Monitoring Project. It's a CDC-funded supplemental surveillance project that's conducted in 23 jurisdictions throughout the country, including New York State and also New York City. They're separately funded. So this analysis is only New York State, excluding New York City. The study consists, the project consists of a survey with a person living with HIV and a medical chart abstraction. And the person for this time period I'm looking at, 2009-2014, to be eligible, they must have been in HIV care, confirmed by their facility. So not just using the surveillance definition for usual in care, which is a proxy, which is just a lab test received on the patient. And that's why this was a good method to use compared to more accurate than just the usual surveillance analysis. So what did I find looking at this population for MMP? So we had 1,041 people sampled in the time period I was looking at for MMP in New York State. About two-thirds of them were male, which is about on par with the rest of state, so upstate New York, excluding New York City, HIV-positive population. The majority were older, so almost 70% were over the age of 45, which is also on track with New York State's aging HIV epidemic. The majority were white, but not a very large majority. And also the majority were MSM, even though, although we did have a pretty high heterosexual identified risk group in MMP, more so than the state on the whole. And also, since we're talking about viral suppression, I also looked at if they passed away or not. I did that within 6 months of the end of our cycle year. So some people did pass away in that time period, since that can obviously indicate viral suppression or not, or vice versa. So what did I find looking at this population? So I found that 69% of people with confirmed HIV care were consistently virally suppressed, which is great. It's not what you'd want it to be, 100%, but that's still pretty good. I found that 92% of people who are identified to be in HIV care had at least one viral load reported to the health department, which either means that we weren't receiving all the viral loads, which is not super likely, or that some people were in HIV care but not receiving the follow-up labs that are recommended for people with HIV. And we also found that there's a median of 3 viral loads per year for this population, which is right on track with what the clinical recommendations are for somebody with HIV. So I performed a logistic regression on this population to see if there are any differences between the groups, key demographic groups, between those who are virally suppressed and those who are not virally suppressed. So this is kind of a mouthful when I say it. Bear with me. So what I found was that Black, Hispanic, and multi-race groups were statistically significantly more likely to be virally unsuppressed than the white population in the state. And similarly, younger people, 18 to 24, are significantly less likely to be virally suppressed than those that are older, whereas those that are older, 55 to 64, were significantly more likely to be virally suppressed than those that were younger than them, with my reference group being 35 to 44. And not surprisingly, even though there's a small number here, people who passed away within 6 months of the time period that I'm looking at were more likely to be virally unsuppressed than those that did not pass away, which makes sense with the disease itself. So what does this mean? So basically, what we sort of know, that being in HIV medical care does not necessarily ensure good health outcomes. It's, of course, a very important step to good health outcomes, but it doesn't necessarily itself ensure that. That there are age and racial group disparities that exist within this population specifically, and that we can use this information to really target adherence public health practices to people who are in HIV care to try to increase the consistent viral suppression in this population. And there's a couple limitations. So I recognize that there's something going on in the facilities that we're looking at. So we were unable to account for differences in the quality and care and services in these facilities. So it's possible some facilities offer more than others, or that patients are uptaking the public health activities or facility-based activities that could help them adhere to their medication in these facilities. I'm just not able to analyze that using this data. And of course, since it's a study, sample size is always a thing. Always prefer more people. And we also are missing the New York City data, which isn't really a limitation, but it is just a fact of what we're looking at. So this does exclude New York City and all the complexities that come from New York City. So I would like to thank the MMP team in New York State, as well as the participants of MMP who without, we wouldn't have any data at all.